Hello, hello, it's Yokai Kajidori here, and on behalf of my business partner Trevor Stockwell and the amazing team here at World Outsourcing Solutions, I want to welcome you to this special episode of Enlightened Entrepreneur. You can find us at worldoutsourcingsolutions.com, where we specialize in providing business owners from all walks of life with highly trained, highly skilled virtual assistants. We are the go-to center of all your outsourcing needs based here in the United Kingdom. Hi, welcome to the call. Today, my special guest is Samantha Ho, who is a dentist working in Ocean Grove, Australia. Samantha owns Ocean Breeze Dental with her husband. Samantha qualified in dental surgery in Cardiff, Wales, and worked in NHS for a few years before moving down under in 2012. Samantha worked with Dr. Alistair in Ocean Grove before purchasing the practice in 2015. Welcome to the call, Samantha.
Hi, Yokai. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this chat today.
Incredible. It's great to have you on the call, and especially to talk to you about how you transitioned from being an employee to actually owning a business. So to get us started, Samantha, tell us about your story. How did you get to where you are, your journey from being an employee to the point where you bought the practice?
Well, I've always had the ambition to own my own business, and that was one of the reasons why I chose to study dentistry. So after working for Dr. McCallum for 3 years as an associate, I'd already built up loyal patients.
Yes.
So then when Alistair was nearing retirement, it seemed perfect timing to take over the practice. So firstly, we negotiated, and then we spoke to the accountants and the lawyers. And then once all the legal structures were smoothed out, we kept all the employees, and we just organized a smooth transition from him to me. Then we renamed the practice Ocean Breeze Dental because we have an amazing ocean view. And then we've slowly made changes to modernize the practice, increase the online presence, upgraded the computer systems, and we've hired new dentists as well to help with the new patients coming into the practice.
Incredible. Now, Dr. Samantha, would you talk us through, before you took over the practice, what was happening in you? Why did you then took the plunge to go ahead and on the business?
Well, I was very scared at first. I was worried that I was going to be committing to this business that I wasn't going to like, and I was going to, be stuck there. But actually, I've really loved it, and I find it very fulfilling owning my own business and not having to go to someone else for approval and just be able to make any changes I want. It's very fulfilling.
I'm being your own boss.
Yes, being in charge.
Maybe there's somebody listening here. They're in your shoes where you were. You've always wanted to be your own boss, but didn't have that courage initially. And then you took on the courage. What would you say to those people?
I say, do your research and make sure you speak to all the experts and the accountants and the lawyers, and then just go for it. It's worth it, and you'll never look back.
Yes, yes. What about in themselves? What sort of work do they need to do? Because people have got these sort of blocks, that stops them from doing what they really want to do, which you obviously overcame, and now you're enjoying the journey of being a business owner.
Well, I guess you just, first of all, you want to make sure you're doing a good job in yourself and you're doing something you love, and then you should have the confidence to go for it.
Yes. Yes, just step out. I talk to a lot of entrepreneurs. They say it wasn't an easy step to take, but it was a necessary step to take, just to step out, overcome your fears, and just go for it. If you fall, you pick yourself up and move forward. you know, now that you've moved from working for the practice to actually owning the practice, what were the key things that you did that you think attributed to you continuously being in business today?
Well, it was a balance, really, between keeping things and changing things. I mean, I wanted to keep the good reputation of the practice, and we kept all of the employees. We didn't. We kept the, you know, the good name and the local feel. But then we've also modernized and we've improved the online presence, and we've got online booking, and people seem to really like that. And
incredible.
I think the key is to sort of make changes slowly rather than having a huge change straight away, so patients realize we're still the same practice.
Yes, yes. And from our previous conversation, you are going to be introducing more changes in a few months' time. I think you're introducing Invisalign. Talk to us about that for a moment.
So you've probably heard of Invisalign. It's quite common now. It's the clear braces, so you can barely see them. And so they're very good for adults that want to line their teeth up. So they're just these clear mouth guards, and I'm just starting the training this year, so I should be able to provide it later this year for people, and I think I'll be the only one in the area doing it, so it should be really, really popular for everyone.
Incredible. What I really like about you, Dr. Samantha, is you keep, you know, moving forward. You know, when you took the company or the practice, shall we say, you made these few changes slowly, but surely, you know, to move with time, which I think entrepreneurs, those who are listening, will find that useful. That business from all over the world, or entrepreneurs or business owners like yourself and myself, you know, you take on things, but we make the improvements so that, you know, you can relate to the generations or to the niche, you know, at the time. Let's talk for a moment, Dr. Samantha here, about how you market your business at the moment.
Well, with dentistry, the most important marketing is word of mouth. So we really focus in the practice on excellent customer service. So we want our patients to return and to recommend their friends and family, especially in a community like Ocean Grove, which is a small, tight-knit community. And so word really spreads quite fast. One of the ways we do this is we do something called We Know You, where we try and focus on the patient and getting them talking about themselves. And then we remember what we've talked about before and we write it down. So every time they come in, they feel like we really know them and they're part of the practice. And then on top of that, we're also trying to improve our internet presence, because that's the second way that people find a new dentist is through the internet. So we've been boosting our content on our website, and then we've been using social media to advertise the content and trying to get more traffic through our website.
Incredible.
So we've also done thanks.
Incredible. I think, you know, word of mouth, like you rightly say, is the most powerful, because, you know, people talk, just like you talk about a great film you see and you just want your friends to know about it. And I think you just hit the nail on his head there. And since you took over the practice, how significant has, you know, the number of people turning into your practice?
Well, we had a steady flow of patients before I took over, because I'd already had 3 years in Australia, and quite a few patients were loyal to me and were coming back for me.
Yes.
But now we've hired a new dentist. We're getting new people all the time, and we're getting busier and busier. So we're slowly getting to two full-time dentists now is what we're aiming for. So I'm full. I'm just working on the second dentist now.
Yes, incredible, incredible. I love what is happening there in Australia. Let's talk a little bit about how your day. look like as a business owner and what you enjoy the most about what you do? And I'm sure our listeners will find that very interesting.
Well, I've started meditating every morning. So I meditate for 20 minutes. I'm using an app called Headspace. And I find that just helps focus my mind and helps me stay calm and efficient all day. And then I walk to work because I live quite close to work, and that's always really nice to clear your head as well.
Excellent.
And then I see patients all day from 8:30 till 5:30. Our team's fairly small, so we don't really need to organize staff meetings very often. We can talk to each other throughout the day. And then I like to, after work, I'll usually walk my dog. And then we just do fun things on our weekends. So
incredible. Well, in all that you have described, you know, if you're talking to somebody who is going into business for themselves, what would you say this is the number one key thing I suggest you do right in the beginning to set you up for success?
Well, it's very important to do research. So you should be obviously very good in your field, and you should know a lot about your competitors and the online marketing. There's so much to learn, and you can't possibly know it all, but the more you do read and learn before you start, the easier it'll be and the more direction you'll have. You know, you want to read about being a leader and decide what kind of leader you want to be. Read about new marketing techniques and think of ideas of things you might want to employ. So you've got ideas and you're fresh. And if you read lots of different things, you'll come up with different ideas and new ways of looking at things. So it doesn't necessarily even need to be your field. A lot of things will apply from other places. Quite often I'll go to a cafe and think, oh, that's a great idea, and think how I can apply that to my practice. So it's, you just need to be sort of thinking ahead and getting your ideas ready.
Incredible. Thank you. Let's talk about now that you've been running the practice for for some time now, what sort of things you know now that you wish you had known before you got started?
Well, I think we said earlier, I just wish I'd known how much I would love it, and I wouldn't have worried so much about, you know, jumping in and going for it. But also I wish I'd known how tiring it would be. So even though I'm working the same hours as I was before, you can never quite switch your brain off. You're always thinking about, you know, I need to change that, I need to email this person. So it's very exhausting. So you just need to be ready to take it on and have all the energy you can to give it your all.
Incredible. And also sometimes I find a lot of people, when you need some good support around you, for example, when you're having all this working continuously, you need somebody to say, hang on, let's go on a trip, let's forget about this, it's all going to be working well.
Exactly. Yes, I've realized that recently. I need to book some more holidays, I think.
Yes. How I do it, the things, you know, I book my holidays in advance. You know, I go away, you know, once a month on a long weekend. Because if I don't do that, you know, things keeps coming up, you know, and I ended up responding to the immediate, not necessarily important, but those pressing things. So as an entrepreneur, you need to have that time, you know, for you to continuously function at your best.
Yes, you're right.
Yes. How did you cope with the transition from being an employee to be an employer?
Well, it can be a bit of a tricky move from being an employee to an employer, because I'd already been working in the practice. I think the other staff found it tricky to see me as the boss. Yes. And, you know, it can be a bit awkward for those relationships to change. I'd always had a good relationship with everyone, And as the dentist, you do lead the team in the surgery anyway. I've managed to keep quite friendly terms with everyone. We go out for lots of lunches and, you know, have good chats with everyone. And I haven't had to be very authoritative very often. I try to be a bit quite compromising. And we've also started doing performance reviews, which were never done before. And it's just to try and encourage the staff to focus on self-improvement. And then I think my enthusiasm for the business has spread to the employees, and they're always looking for new things to improve. Awesome. I think as long as you're open to ideas and you're not negative about anyone's ideas, they keep coming forward with new ideas for you.
Absolutely. They generate the ideas for you because they're the one working with patients most of the times, and they want to own the practice as well. So when you're open to that, you know, you get ideas. It's amazing how, you know, people can bring ideas, which transform. And at the end of the day, you as the business owner, you get the credit for it. I've had to learn to pass on that credit to my team. Initially, I used to just take it on and say, it's my business. But I thought, you know, now when I have, you know, the credit being given, I'll say, you know what, let's be honest with this thing. This wasn't my idea. I'm very fortunate to have a tremendous people around me, you know, who are sort of pulling for me and who wants things to move forward. Like the team here at World Outsourcing Solutions, amazing team. And you mentioned earlier on, Dr. Samantha, that you're working on your online presence. How have you increased your online presence?
Well, so we've been trying to get our website ranked higher up on the search engines because our competitors in the area have been established for longer. They come up first on all the online searches. So we've been trying to increase our content, and then we've also started a blog, and we've been using social media to advertise our content, and we are slowly going up the rankings, which is good. It's rewarding to see it go up.
Incredible.
Quite a tangible improvement that you can keep an eye on.
Yes. And how do you balance seeing patients all day and running a business? Now, this is a tricky question. Let's hear what you have to say about that.
Well, I'm pretty lucky in that I've bought the business with my husband. So I see the patients and he's the practice manager. So he handles all the day-to-day running of the business while I'm with the patients. He designed our logo and the website, and he organized all the rebranding and the marketing. So it makes it pretty easy for me.
Incredible. So you have a great team going on there for you.
Yes.
And you're all balanced, you know, you don't get in each other's way. You know, you focus on delivering the best value, and he focuses on the marketing. What an incredible team.
Yes.
How do you cater for nervous patients? I know in dentists, you know, it's not so easy for a lot of people to just, you know, go to the dentist. How do you help those nervous individuals in your practice?
Well, a lot of people are nervous, and unfortunately, that means that they usually put off seeing the dentist, and then things get worse and they end up with toothache. So in our practice, we employ quite a lot of techniques to help out nervous patients. And we have laughing gas as well, which helps relax people. Yes. We're always really gentle. And first, you can get put under a general anaesthetic if you're very nervous. I used to work in the children's department in Cardiff Dental School, where we treated the most nervous of children. So I've learned quite a few techniques for managing nervous children, and most of these apply to adults as well. So everyone always comments how gentle I am, and I think that's because I had some time working with the children.
Incredible. So you're using those transferable skills to where you are right now.
Exactly.
Excellent. And if to somebody who is listening, maybe you know, they are looking at going to the dentist, you know, what one advice would you give them?
Well, go to the dentist regularly and get things checked out before they get bigger. So, you know, a small hole is going to get to a bigger hole. So just go and get it fixed now before it gets any worse. So there's no point pulling it off.
Yes, yes. And it's not all that bad. Now, we may be having our listeners in your area right now, in Ocean Breeze area, near Melbourne. How can they find you if they want to come to where you are?
Well, so we're on the main street in Ocean Grove, but you can check us out on our website at www.oceanbreezedental.com.au. And we've actually got online booking, so you can book an appointment on the website if that suits you.
Incredible. Last word, what makes you different in the area and why should people come to you?
Because we are friendly and kind.
And you know your stuff. One thing, yeah. I liked about you, actually, Dr. Samantha, is you've got that international flavor. You know, me being here in London, England, I visited NHS, and I know how well I'm looked after when I go there. And I'm not even nervous. I used to be very nervous. But when I go there, they seem to look after me with so much care as if they are my family. And knowing that you've had that training here in Cardiff, and over there in Australia, people can benefit from the training that you have, which is, I think, is a bonus.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, for the entrepreneurs that are listening there, the key learning points from Dr. Samantha there that you know, you can take from. And one of the things really I would like to highlight that is the need to continuously improve your practice or, you know, your business or whatever you're doing so that you always stay ahead. As we've learned here from Dr. Samantha that she is expanding, you know, when she took over the business, you know, the online presence wasn't that strong, but now is getting stronger under her leadership. So that's the same thing in your business as well. When you start something, you know, don't settle for, you know, mediocre. Go for the very best possible situation and keep working at it. And of course, Dr. Samantha works with a team. Again, if you don't have a team, it's time for you to get a team around you. That believes in you, that wants you to succeed. Actually, at this point, Dr. Samantha, how important is having a good, solid team?
Oh, it's the most important. I don't think I could do it without all my amazing staff. They yes. make it easy for me to be creative. You know, they handle all the nitty-gritty.
Yes, and your husband by your side helping you manage other crucial part of the business.
Yes, yes, he's excellent, and we're quite a good team. I'm quite intelligent and practical, and he's very creative, and it works very well.
So. Perfect. What do you think other than that makes your relationship works well? Maybe give some tips to the entrepreneurs who are listening to this.
Well, I think we have very separate roles, so we don't step on each other's toes. But also we're quite good at, you know, giving each other ideas and constructive criticism. But I think having your defined roles is always very helpful. And then, you know, bouncing off each other with any ideas and try to always be positive about any idea, even if it sounds stupid at first. Usually if you just talk about it, you can get a great idea out of any suggestion. It can always lead to a great idea.
Incredible. Thank you so much for that. Just to round up our time together, imagine we have somebody who's never stepped out of their comfort zone, but they really know deep down their heart that they want to do something. What would be the one word which you can give them, or maybe just a few words you can give them, because you have proved to do that. What would you say to them?
You have to have faith in yourself and just remember that everyone is scared when they're looking at going into business. I think a lot of people think that everyone else has got it together, but actually everyone's scared and nervous and anxious about things. So you can do it, and just hold your breath and jump and just go for it, and it'll be fine. If it's not fine, then you'll learn and you'll do a better job the second time. So just have a go.
Incredible. Thanks again, Dr. Samantha, for being on the show with us. There you have it, guys. I hope that was helpful to you. You can get hold of Dr. Samantha on the website given below, or you can contact us at support@worldoutsourcingsolutions.com, and we'll put you in touch with Dr. Samantha. And also, you can visit her website again. I'll give you that, which is www.oceanbreezedental.com.au. Alternatively, you can reach her on Twitter at dental3226, or you can get a hold of her and the practice on Facebook. Have a great day, everyone, and I look forward to speaking with you on our next episode of Enlightened Entrepreneur.